Hi everybody, welcome to your fourth and final day this week of Azora reading the flash briefing poetry readings for you. We have all month the National Youth Poet Laureates. Azora is the West Coast Youth Poet Laureate, and I'm super privileged that she's here in Seattle. I've actually even gotten to see her perform live by accident at the time, but I'm glad that it happened. So you're extremely lucky to have her reading to you all week. Go leave her ratings on iTunes, and when the YouTube episode is up, we've been recording all day, leave a comment being like, wow, it's so rad that as a youth poet, you're willing to be this vulnerable on the media space at large. Azora, will you read for us?
Yep. This poem, the working title is India Poems. I wrote them during my recent trip. Okay. In this living room, I swing through history reupholstered by stories, churned by the fan's slow pirouette on the ceiling. I sleep in the same room my great-grandparents dreamt in. Pockets of my present rise like sunspots on the fabric of this lineage. Outside, the crows shriek their gossip. Sweat dews on the door guard's mustache, stuffy by his uniform, olive green and decorless. The combination Zarathustra / Jesus shrine, landmarked at the end of the driveway, surrenders to the sun's growing brutality. Layers of photos peeling whiter and whiter flags as the years went by. In the shelter of someone's porch, a man with a giant bundle of roses blows its thorns kisses before skipping in between cars to sell romance to traffic. The elders are full of names English makes me forget. They perform stories with the confidence of having rehearsed them in front of people and not mirrors. Tomorrow is the birth of Shiva. By this time, I will be on a plane back home. I will stay awake the whole night, accidentally celebrating. The election is an ambient reckoning we all know the result of already. The election plays shadow puppets on the border, a pressured horizon where the sun sets lopsided and cruelly awake. The election is an heir, beckoning his silent maid to push him on the swing in the park downtown. The election is a dull guillotine against her sunken neck, the queen's necklace hung noose around the biggest slum in the world, but we, intellectuals, we bob our heads. Content in the security of already knowing which shuffled cup has had the money hidden underneath it all along. It's the champagne glass, and it keeps getting filled whenever I turn my head. Set yourself apart from the ordinary. A billboard temps above someone's house, slated to be paved over as soon as a permit reaches the coffee table of someone's very important father. In the billboard, the woman gazes out of her full mirror-length window into the ocean, orange with sunset. Those who are sensitive should avoid long periods outdoors. Today's air quality assessment was a 4, a good crosswalk green. The billboard woman is indoors, perpetually opening her curtains in glee, gazing into what frontiers glitter as the light turns red.
Thank you so much. Tune in, everybody, this weekend. We'll have this particular poem read again and then discussed at length in terms of it being long form, some of the different ways of navigating diaspora in the sort of social media boom or global social media boom, and how we can ethically sort through trauma narratives while kind of maintaining ourselves as people. I'm blanking. I'm so tired.
Tune in.
Soon. It's out. It's okay. I'm so tired.
Need another hot chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah, I might actually make another one. All right.
Cool.
All right, so tune in this weekend. If I don't have a personal URL for the YouTube yet, so that's incentive for you to subscribe. But in the meantime, I've created one. You just go bit.ly/ the poetry vlog, and it should still take you to the channel. So you can catch up on Youth Poet Laureates from the last 2 weeks, and also just kind of subscribe there, and you'll get a notification when Azura's episode goes live so that you're not depending on me announcing it to you. Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Azura.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for this weekend. I hope you all are too. Bye.